Okay, today's daf is daf Chav Dalad. We are on Chav Gimel Amabez. Last line on Chav Gimel Amabez. Last line on Chav Gimel Amabez. Reb Yossi Bar Avin. Again, another day of stories coming up. Okay. Tainus is not that long of a Mesechta, but we have a couple more days of dafin that look like the size of Mesechta's Brachas dafin. But here we go. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Havishchiach Kamed, Rabbi Yossi de Minyukras. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin was a Talmud of Rabbi Yossi Minyukras. That's where he was for a while. Shavke, Vasla Kamed, Dravashi. Then he changed his yeshivas. We'll see why in a couple of minutes. He goes to learn by Ravashi. Yomachad, Shame de Kagaris. One day he heard the Rebbe. The Rebbe heard that the Talmud, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, who just can't come, was saying, was learning, and he was quoting Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Hashola Dagmin Hayam B'Shabbos. If somebody takes a fish out of water on Shabbos, Kivan Sheyavesh Bo Kisela Chayiv. Once the fish dries up, and an area the size of a coin, the size of a sela, dries up on the fish, Chayiv. So then the person is Chayiv for Malacha on Shabbos, because the fish is not going to live once that occurs, and therefore what is Chayiv? Which malacha exactly is being violated here? So Rashi and Tosfos and others, the most pashut pshat is that it's shechita, netilas neshama. You're taking a fish out of water, so you're killing the fish. So one of the malachas daraisa is the malacha of shechita. Rashi adds in that it must be talking about a case where the fish is caught from before Shabbos, so it's in an enclosed area. You just didn't take it out of the water. Now you take it out of the water, so you don't violate seda. You don't violate trapping because it's already trapped from before Shabbos. But you violate shechita, and that's what Tosva says as well. Also, that it is a tilas neshama. Rabbeinu Gershom on the bottom says no. You violate two malachas. Mishum seda umishum tilas neshama. You're violating two here. Why is there a reason to? Why are you forced to say that you're only violating one malacha? The Gurus Ari, the Shakas Ari, is bothered. What forced Rashi to say that it's only one malacha being violated here? So he thinks because Rashi understands the Gemara is talking about a case of mazid and not shogeg. When it's a shogeg case, so then you can understand one chatas, two chatas if you do it by accident. But if it's a mazid, how's the shaykh to say you can't be chayv twice for misa? So he says maybe that's what forces Rashi, because Rashi understands this as a mazid, and therefore he wants to say you're only chayv one, because you could only be chayv one misa. So we have netilas neshama, and maybe we have tzeda. There is a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi we discussed a couple of years ago in the malacha of kotzer, that maybe if you take a fish out of water, you violate the malacha of kotzer. Kotzer, which we would have thought kotzer. What's kotzer? Kotzer, you cut a grass out of the ground. You cut a branch off of a tree. It's not going to be kotzer. So there was a big discussion in the Achronim. The Dvar Avraham has a discussion of this, and the and others. We saw it from the Sefer Shari Shabbos, and that is what is kotzer? Is kotzer oker davar michiburo? Disconnecting something from its attachment. If that's the case, then maybe that's like the Bavli, because the Bavli does not quote this idea of Shalad Abed Ayam, Chai Bishop Kotzer. Or is Kotzer Hafsakas Chiyus, Mimakam Gidulo, something where something gets its nourishment and we separate the item from the place where it gets its nourishment? That might be the definition of Kotzer. If that's the definition, then it's more inclusive. It could even include taking a fish out of the water. So again, that's a discussion in the Achronim, whether Sholad Dagmin Hayam could be Kotzer or not. Again, reflecting differences in definitions of the Malacha of Kotzer. Okay, there's more. Look back to those Kotzer Shiurim about the definition of Kotzer and how much would it be including this type of case. So says the Gemara again. So this new Talmud was sitting down and he quotes Shmuel that if you take a fish out of water on Shabbos, once it dries up, you're chayv. Amarlei, v'leim amar uvein snapirav. Why didn't you add uvein snapirav? Why didn't you add that the dried up spot has to be between the fins of the fish? Isn't that also part of the Mesorah, part of the Halacha? Amar Lei, V'lo Savar La Mar Zahir, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin Amra. So now the Rebbe says to the Talmud, What are you quoting this like as if it's your own statement? It's Rav Yossi Ber Rav Avin's statement, right? And if you, why don't you quote it by name? Rashi quotes, maybe Gu, right? If you quote it, Dav Rav Shem Omer, maybe Gulu La Olam, right? But the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, that if you say Dav Rav Shem Omer, said you bring Gaula, right? Because you're not taking the credit for yourself, you're just giving it to someone else, that will bring the Gaula. So why don't you quote it in his name? So Amarle, Ananiyu, I'm the guy. I'm Rav Yossi Ber Rav Avin. What do you mean you're saying, why didn't I quote it in his name? I'm him! Where are you learning at a different yeshiva? Didn't you have a different Rebbe? What happened? I didn't recognize you. I heard great things about you. I used to be in the other yeshiva. So why'd you leave? Why'd you come here? Why'd you switch years? That's the first question that Rebbe asks when he gets a new Talmud. What was wrong with the other Rebbe? Amalei Gavra Da'al Breval Barti Lochas Alai Tidi Hechi Chayis. Somebody who does not have Rachmanis on his own children. He's going to have Rachmanis on a student, so therefore I had to leave. Where did he have not have Rachmanis on his children? We'll see in a minute. But what does this line of the Gemara mean? It's all about the Talmud Rebbe relationship. If there's no Talmud Rebbe relationship, and the Talmud doesn't feel that the Rebbe, not forget teaching Torah, what does he say here? He could be a great person, he could be a great Torah scholar, great teaching him. But if he can't relate to the Rebbe in terms of Rachmanis, in terms of the Rebbe giving time for him and having compassion for him, so then there's not going to be any learning, there's not going to be anything accomplished between the two. So that's why I had to leave, because the Rebbe didn't have Rachmanis on me. Didn't have Rachmanis on his children. And we'll see exactly where that is. There's one other thought that the Gvuras Ari brings up on the previous Gemara about Shola Dagman Hayam. He says, Shola Dagman Hayam, what's the idea? If you take it out, let's say Pashup Shah, like Rashi Atosvis, you're chai for Shchita, for Netilas Hashama, you take it out of the water, and then once it dries up this amount, so even if you would throw it back in, it would die. And therefore, you're chayiv from that very moment. Ask the Gvuras Ari, we have a concept called Hasra'a Safek. If the person is ever chayiv, or doing a malacha that's going to make him chayiv, or doing any aveira that's going to make him chayiv, he needs hasra, he needs warning. But the halacha is hasra safek lav shmei hasra. If somebody gives warning, and even if the person does not listen to the hasra, it is not clear whether he will violate the aveira, so then he's pater. Hasra safek lav shmei hasra. For example, let's say there is someone who, there's a safek who his father is. Right, one of two people, because his mother had a baby, she was divorced, and she got married right away, and she had a baby after 6 months, you're not sure who the father is. And then there are two people who are both potentially his father, one of them, and the guy goes, and he's about to hit his father, and the guy goes, and somebody goes and says, don't hit him, because if you hit this person, you're going to be chai for hitting your father. And he goes, he says, I don't care, I'm doing it anyway, and he hits one of the people. So the halacha is, he's pater. Pater, why is he pater? Even the hasra was flawed, because this hasra, even if you do the act, it's not clear whether you're going to be chayiv. It's not clear whether you're going to be chayiv even if you do the act. That's called hasra savik lav shmei hasra. So ask the gvuras ari. Here, even after he takes the fish out of the water, so maybe he'll throw it right back in. So how could there ever be a case of a good hasra in this case? You can throw it right back in. Because you can throw it back in. And when he's chai for not throwing it back in, then you need a hasra before that, but that's shev al tasa. You can't violate any malacha b'shev al tasa. So he says, what's the answer? You got to look at a Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Dalet. Tosfos and Shabbos on Daf Dalet asked this about Bishul. How do you ever give hasra for the malacha of Bishul? You put something on the fire on Shabbos, you can take it off in 5 minutes. Says Tosfos, a very important yesod regarding this topic, and that is, hasra safik is only when if everything continues as is, so then it's not going to come to the malacha. It could never come. The case I gave you of the fathers. He hits his father, you'll never find out who the father is. That's hasra safik. But let's say by the case of Bishul, ceteris paribus, if nothing changes, so then it's going to be the malacha. You're going to have to do something to stop the malacha. You're going to have to take it off the fire. Yeah, but that's not called hasra safek. If everything continues as is, so then that is not called hasra safek. That is a good hasra. So says the Gvuras Ari, the same kind of thing here. If you take the fish out of water, if you don't do anything else, stop time is going to die. So what? You can do something to prevent it. That's not called hasra safek. You look at the regular derech of what is happening, and if it's going to, the malacha, the aveir is going to be done, that is not called hasra safek. That is all his first approach. His second approach is that maybe based on another Tosfos, maybe you go by the rov. If you go by the rove people, once they do this, aren't going to throw the fish back in. He goes to Tosfos in Gittin, where Tosfos asks, how do you ever give hasra on an Eishes Ishes Zinsa? You know, maybe in the interim, the Baal was mevatel, gave her a get, and not here, and gives the whole case there. He says, why are we worried about these kinds of cases? Basarov, nobody's giving get in bitzina. So therefore here too, once people who are taking fish out of water, most of them don't throw them back in. So therefore, maybe that's a two drachim, how to answer the question of Asura Safek. Either you go by what's happening now, the regular, without anything else changing, this would be a violation, or do you go by the rov? Okay, 2 days in the Gvuras Ari. Do you employ rov? Usually it says even ein halacha b'mamon achar rov. So that's a question. Ruba kakulo. Maybe we discussed by dayanim. A rov b'dayanim. But you're right. You go after the rov when it comes to capital crimes. Well, let's say it's 12, right? You have 13 to 10. Let's say you go by the rov by dayanim. But what about evidence? Would you go by the rov? Okay. Let's go by the first wide line. So what happened? Getting back to the story. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin says, I had to leave that Rebbe because he didn't even have rachmanis on his children. So therefore, anybody know how to fix that? He didn't have rachmanis on his children. So therefore, the student said that, 1 minute, there's a technical difficulties with our heater. And we're going to try to turn it off. Oh, Baruch Hashem. So says the Gemara, where is it that he didn't have rachmanis on his children? Bray Mayhi. Where did he not have rachmanis on his son? So again, before we read this story, we should note that we mentioned in the past a couple of months ago that every story in Gemara is meant to teach us something. And even if we can't understand what it's teaching us and we find it hard to believe that this story happened, it might not be meant literally. And we have to make sure that we take every story and realize that there's a lot more here that meets the eye. So most stories that we've had so far, we've been able to get some message from. The following two stories coming up are a little more difficult, but we'll do our best at least to get through them. And even if we don't understand how it occurred, still we know be'emuna that there's a lot more underneath. Yom achad havi agri le'agiri b'davra. One day he had workers. His father, his children, the Rebbe students, were out in the field, and the father, the Rebbe, had workers out in the field. And the father, who was the employer, did not bring food out to the workers, and it was getting late. And the understanding was that the employer has to supply the workers with food. They said to the son, who happened to be in the field with them, we're very hungry. Meanwhile, they were under a fig tree. Amar, so the son says to the tree, dates, or figs, these are figs. Please make fruit come out so I can feed the workers. Abba, poale abba, afikuv achlus. That's what happened, b'derech neis. All of a sudden, figs came out of the tree, and the workers ate. Adahachi v'hachi aso avua. Meanwhile, the father came carrying big lunch boxes, having all the food for the workers. Amrlehu, lo tin ketuba daitaychu. Don't think anything in your mind that I don't be choshed me, that I'm late. Tahai denaghana, a mitzvasa taridna, tarachna. I've been busy with the mitzvah. V'yad hashnehu desagoi. And I've been busy till now. And this was the first free moment that I came to bring you your food. Amrule rachmana lisbach, kihechi daspan brach. They say, Hashem should bless you like he blessed, right, as to satiate you, just like your son satiated us. Right, so now the father knows that something happened. Why, asked the Marsha, did they give the bracha to the father? Just to the son. The father didn't do anything for them. They thought, says the Marsha, that it was b'schus, the mitzvah, that he must have been doing that this nes happened. So that's why they wanted to give a bracha to the father as well. So they say, Hashem should satiate you. Amalahu mehecha amru, mehecha. Where did my son get food from out here in the middle of the field? Amru, hachi v'hachi avim aisa. Such and such happened. Amalo b'ni. He turns to his son and says, "Atot rachtas konech lahoti tein epei roseh shlo bezmana. You bothered Hakadosh Baruch Hu to bring out fruit not in its proper time. It's not the season. Ye asev shlo bezmano. Right, your life should end not in its proper time. Does not exactly say what happened here, but this is the curse that he gave his child. Again, difficult story." Barte Mahi, again a similar story, similar exactly, but same idea with the daughter. What was the daughter's case? Again, that the Rebbe did to the daughter, and this is why the Talmud, you can understand why the Talmud left. You have a Rebbe that does things like this, at whatever level they're on, but it's still somewhat difficult. Barte Mahi, Javier le Barte Balas Yofi, he had a daughter that was very pretty. Yom Machad Chazi Elu Gavra, Davikarya Bahutsa. He saw there was a man that was digging a hole by a fence in order to get a good look. V'kachazilai. And he wanted to take a look at the daughter. Amrlo my high. So the father says, "What are you doing?" Amrli Rabbi, in la lokalo zachisi lerosa lo eske. I'm not going to be able to marry her, but at least to take a look at her. I want a little bit. So Amrlo biti kametzarisli lebryasa. He says, "Daughter, you're being mitzar people. Too much temptation. People can't control themselves. Shuvi la afrech. Val yikashlu beich b'nei adam. Go back to the dust so people won't be nichshal in you." And the Bach adds in v'kachava. Again, two very difficult stories. I looked around. I don't really have messages. But again, these kinds of stories, we have to say there's a lot more underneath here. And we have a Muna that one day we'll find a pshat that is Ola al Daitenu. But this is the story about Rabbi Yossi ben Yukras, and that's why the Talmud left him, because he couldn't be there to learn from such a Rebbe. That's a message that we can take out of the story, that a Rebbe and a Talmud have to have a close relationship, and if a Talmud feels that a Rebbe cannot give him that close relationship, and he's on a different wavelength, so then, you know, it's the job of the Rebbe to try to get in with the Talmud. Havi lahu chamer, other stories about this person. He had a donkey, kidahavi, but he was on a high level, obviously. If his son even had this nace appear. Kidahavi agrila koyoma, but one time he had a donkey. Whenever he used to rent out the donkey every day, lo urtavi mishadri la agra agaba. Whenever people used to rent out the donkey, they used to send back the payment for the donkey on the back of the donkey. They put it on the back of the donkey and they said, "Okay, go back. Go back to the master now." The Aisla Beimara needs to come back to the master. The Tafalo Batsula, if they ever paid too much or too little, Loasya, the donkey didn't move. The donkey didn't move. So again, this might not be dollar bills here that the donkey could see. Maybe it was weight. It was weight of coins, a weight of silver, so that's why maybe a little more Aladas, it's still an ace, but that's what the donkey used to do. Yomachad Inshuzuka de Sandali Allah. One time somebody forgot their sandals on the donkey, below Asla, and it didn't move. Until it stopped and it went back. Vahadar Asla, and after the sandals were taken off, so then it went to the master. Ask the Marsha, so other Befarshim also asked this. We know a number of places in Shas, the Gemara talks about the Chamor of Pinchas ben Yair, right? The famous donkey of Pinchas ben Yair, that it didn't eat Tevel or even Suffolk Meiser, and all these, the godless, that there's never a Takala happens by the, right? We're not, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, we're not like any Chamor. We're not even like the Chamor of Pinchas ben Yair. So this is also a pretty amazing donkey, right? Goes back to the master, doesn't move unless the proper wages are paid on its back. So we never make a fuss about this donkey. So why? What about the other one? So the Marsha explains that this donkey, it had one mila. It didn't cause others to sin, meaning gezel or paying too much, too little. The other donkey, even about itself, it wouldn't eat tevel or suffing meusar. So that's it's a different level. It's not just that it wasn't machti the rabbim, but it itself held itself to such a high level that it wouldn't eat tevel. So that's why the bigger deal throughout Shas is made about the Pinchas ben Yair's donkey. Next story. Elazar ish birta kanavi chazi le gabait staka. Whenever the gabait staka used to see this man, havi tashu mene, used to run away from him. He always gave all of his money away to the gabait staka. So the gabait staka felt bad. They felt bad for his family, maybe for his wife. So for whenever they saw him walking down the street, they ran away. They wanted to make sure that they weren't seen by him. So yomachai asked the gvuras ari just on the side. And today is a gvuras ari and ben yehoyada day on all these stories. Asked the gvuras ari, what do you mean? We know that isn't there a gemara in Maseches Ksubis which says I'm a vazbez, I'm a vazbez, yosi michomesh? Can't give away all your money to staka. There's a certain maximum. There's a concept called meiser ksafim. There's a concept called 20%. You can't give more than 20%. Can make yourself poor. That's also not good. So as the Gersari quotes a Yerushalmi, which he thinks the Rambam Paskin's like. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis on the Mishnah that we say every morning, Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shir. So he says there that Gemilus Chasadim Ein Lahem Shir, the Rambam there writes, She Ratzalomer She'lazar Ha'adam Begufo. Achshiyazar Adam Be'mamono Yeshlo Shir. Vu Chamishas Mamono. V'lo Yischayiv Litein Yoser Me'chamishas Mamono. Levadim Asakin Mimitas Chasidus. You can't get more than 20% unless you're a Chasid. So again, there already it's saying that we read the Gemara that says I'm a Hamavazbez, you're not allowed to give more than 20%. The Rambam, Firsha Mishnah is there in Peah, seems to be that you can, it's just not obligated to give more than 20%. So if you say that, so then the Gversari says maybe that's what's going on here, that he was a chassid, he was able to give more. Anyway, so the Gabbai Tzedaka used to run away from this man. One day, this man, Elazar Ish Birta, went into the market to, he wanted to get a Nedunya. He wanted to bring back something nice in order to give offer with his daughter to a potential suitor. So the Gabbai Tzedaka see him and they start running away. Ozavarot Basrai starts running after them. Swear to me, What are you collecting for? And the Mefarshim point out, how can you make some cause a shvu on somebody else? What do you mean mashvia? Usually, swear to me that you don't owe me anything. Swear to me you have to tell me what you're collecting for. What kind of shvu is that? So the Rabbi Yosef Engel here talks about what type of shvu it is. But he says, swear to me, what's going on? Amru lebi yasam yisoma. Okay, there's a certain orphan that boy, a girl that needs money. Amru lahem ha'avoda shein kodman labiti. They come before my daughter, and he gives away all his money. Shaka komad avibadevi avlahu, he gives them everything. Parshli chazuza, he had one coin left. $1 left to his name. Zavan lechiti, and he goes and buys some wheat with this coin. And why did he buy a piece of wheat? He has nothing left. What was the wheat for? What he has? He was buying food. He wasn't buying food. He had food at home, maybe. So the Gvurasari says that maybe he was buying. He had the Ben Yoyada says he had such emuna. He was buying for the Sudas Nisuin. He knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu would find him stuff to make the wedding. But he was just buying Sudas Nisuin. That's the bitachon that he had. That's why giving away all his money. So what happened? He brought home this wheat va'asik. And he brought it home. Shadi ba'kalbasa, he threw it into the granary. And that's it. He went to learn. Asa de bisu, amra la labarte, his wife comes and says to his daughter, my icy avuch, oh, so what did your father bring for you? Amra la kalma da icy ba'kalbasa shadise. I don't know. He threw whatever he came home with, he threw into the granary already. So asya la miftach baba da kalbasa, they went to the granary to see what was inside. Chadis da kalba da maliachite, they saw the entire granary was overflowing with wheat. The karnavka b'tzinur the dashi was coming out the door. They couldn't even open the door because there was so much in there, so much wheat stuff b'derech neis that it grew. So the daughter goes to the beis medrash. Amrle, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you, Abba. Look what he did for you. So Amrle ha'avoda, he says back to his daughter. I don't want you to benefit from miraculous events. We'll see more on Amid Beis of this, so therefore, you'll have a portion, but no more than anybody else in Klal Yisrael. So whatever you need, you can have, but don't think that this is coming to Yerusha. You know, we don't try not to benefit from Mais and Nisim. We try not to benefit from Mais and Nisim. That's what he's saying, and that's what we'll see more on the Amid Beis. Vaiter, next story. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Gazatanisa, Boy Rach, we've lost a Mitra. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia was Gozer Tainis, and there was no rain coming. Amar Kami Yikam Mishmuel HaRamasi Lehuda Ben Gamliel. Whoa, look at the difference between Shmuel Hanavi and me. And Rabbi Yehuda Ben Gamliel, right, Rebbe? Oy lo, Ludar Shekainiska. Woe to the generation that they have me as the leader. Woe to them. Oy lo, Shlemicha, also B'yam of Kach. Woe to me that I can't get any rain because I'm not effective. Cholish Daiti Vasa Mitra. So once he had the Chalishas Hadas, he felt so bad, then the rain came. Why Dafka Shmuel? Why did he compare himself to Shmuel? So one, Rashi quotes here, because we've had twice before, I think, in Mesechus Tainus, the Pasuk quoted, when Shmuel brought rain, not in his proper time, to prove to Am Yisrael that he was a good leader. And really, they asked for the king in the wrong time. And Shmuel Aleph, it was Ketzir Chidur, he brought the rain. So maybe that Dafka, why he quotes Shmuel. The other reason we might say is the Gemara we had in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chafei. Well, the Gemara says, what's the Gemara? Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmuel Bedoro. Right? Shmuel and Yiftach are the two that are the models that every door has its own leaders. So maybe that's why he quotes Shmuel Hanavi here. So the rain came once at Chalisha Sadas. The Nasi was Gozer Tainis, and they forgot to tell Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Litzafra Odeinu, the next day they find out about it. Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Halo Kabil Na Lamirta. We didn't accept the Tainis from yesterday. Remember we had earlier, they have to be Makabal Tainis, either Mincha, either during Mincha or at the time for Mincha. We had a Machlokas earlier in the Masechta. So we didn't accept the Tainis. And therefore, what's the therefore? And therefore, since we didn't accept the Tainis, what would you say the therefore is? What would you say? Therefore, we don't have to fast? Says the Torah, yeah, but they're not trying to get out of the fast. What do you mean? They don't have to fast? We know even less than this. We know the halacha we had earlier in the Masechta, that if you come from a place that's not fasting to a place that's fasting, you got to fast anyway. Right? Minag ha-makom. So you have to fast anyway. So what's the shiloh? The Reish Lakish is answering Yochanan. So he has two possibilities, says the Gvurasari. Either it's that we can't say aneinu. That's the issue. He says, we're a local building, we didn't accept it, so we can't say Aneinu. That's what he's worried about. Because that needs an acceptance, number one. Number two, the other pshat he gives is, maybe if we haven't heard about it, so then Mistama, a lot of people didn't hear about it. If Rove of the Tziba didn't hear about it, maybe it's not called a Tainus. If Rove of the Tziba, so nobody might have to fast. You're right, not just us. But nobody heard about it. And his answer is, Amalei, no. Anan Vasrayo Garburinan, no, we're pulled after the Tzibur, and therefore we can say Aneinu. Or, you know, enough of the Tzibur knew, so therefore everybody has to fast. 2 days in the Gersari, what exactly was Reish Lakish's question? The Bein Nasi Gadani Zav Laza Mitra. Again, the Nasi one time was Gozer Tainus, rain didn't come. Tana Lahu, Oshia, Zeir de Min Chavre. So Oshia, who was the youngest of his friends, got up and darshened. Vahaya Imeini Ha'idan Estel Shkaga. We see a pasuk that the Sanhedrin, meaning the Gedolim of a generation, are compared to the eyes of the generation. The Einei Ha'eda. They're compared to the eyes. So, Mashal Akala Shehi Bebeis Aviyah. It's a Mashal to Akala. That's in her father's house. If a woman has beautiful eyes, you don't check the rest of her body. She obviously is fine, and everything else is in tip-top shape. Once she has Einei Ha'yafos. Einei Terutos. Or the other gear says, Einaha lo yafos. If her eyes are not proper, so kol gufa tzricha b'dicha, then you gotta check. The Ian Yaakov says that maybe this is not literal eyes, but it means ayin tov. Ayin tov, like a good heart, a good eye. Even though it's interesting, if you look in the Torah describes many of our matriarchs as having beautiful einayim. Right? Eini leha rakos, and I'm sorry? Leah Rakos, the Pashup shot, not that she was crying always because she thought she was going to get Esav. But again, we find that all the emos were described as beautiful, physically beautiful. So again, that's time for a separate shiur, the place of Yofi in Halacha. But here he says, what's he trying to say here? He said, the Gedolim are compared to the eyes. And we know, if the eyes are good, you don't check everybody else. And you know that we see that there's no rain. So obviously the generation is not fit to have rain. But why is the generation being held accountable? It must be because the Gedolim are not good. If the Gedolim had been good, then Hashem wouldn't have looked at the rest of the generation. Because the Gedolim are the eyes. So it must be that there's a problem with the Gedolei Yisrael. So what happens? So the house of the Nasi hears this. They're not too thrilled with this Musar that they're getting. So Asu Avdei V'Ramalei Sujab Savare, the Avadim of the Nasi Gekabe, they wrap a handkerchief around his neck. Become a tzarele. They're giving him tzaris. They're like torturing him. So Amru Lahu Bnei Masse. So the people of his town say to them, Shavke, leave him alone. So Naim Sarlon, he says things like that to us every day. Keep it the chazina to call me l'shem shemayim. He's just saying l'shem shemayim. So lo amru le midi. So we stopped. We let him say whatever he wants to say. We don't let it bother us anymore. Shavkina le, and therefore we have left him alone. Atu nami shavku. You also leave him alone. Don't take it to heart. Period. Rebbe goes down. He's of lo asa mitra again. Rebbe was going to Tainus. Rain didn't come. Nochas kami ilfa. Vamile Rebbe Ilfe. So what happened? Ilfa, who we've had before, or Rebbe Ilfe went to daven. Amar mashav aruach. He started daving, and the second he says mashav aruach. Nasazika, the wind started. Morada Goshem, Vasa Mitra. Then it started to rain. Amrle, my uvdech. The people go to him and say, What do you do? Who are you? Amrle, Tayarna, Bakusta Dechika, I live in a very poor town. The Lesbe Chamrle Kiddush of Avdalta, and they don't have any wine for Kiddush or Avdallah. Tarachna Vaisina Chamrle Kiddush of Avdalta. I am Toreach, and I make sure that the entire city has enough Kiddush and Avdallah wine. Umafikna Lahu Yidecho Vasayu. And I'm Motzi them in their Chiv. I take care of that. So that's a great schus that I have, and therefore I must have been rewarded. Rabbi Iklalahu Asra goes that he's of Loasa Mitra. Rav comes and he was goes to Tainus. No rain. Nachas Kamishlich of the Sibura. A certain Chazan goes down. Amar Mashav Ruach, Manashav Zika. Amar Mordechai Shavasa Mitra. Again, same thing happened right away. Amar Le Mayuvdech. So Rav asks him, what do you do? Amar Le Mikri Dar Dekiana. I am a Malami Tinokos. I teach children Torah. Umakrina Labinaniye Kimne Asire. First of all, I don't show favoritism. No matter how rich or poor you are, I teach you the same. No, there's no class for people who give more tuition. Somebody can't afford it at all. I don't pay anything. And what else for teachers? V'isli peri takavri. I have a fish pond in my backyard. V'choman depasha. Any kid that's misbehaving, I don't send them to the principal's office. What do? Mashchidna lebrinayu. I bribe them I bribe them. What do? I bring them to my backyard. I go give them some fish. I say, if you're good today, you're going to get that trout over there. You're going to get that fish over there until they start getting back on track. So that's what Ben Yoyada says. Because he acts b'shalom, he brings all the children back together, and he doesn't give up on any child. So too, Kodesh Baruch Hu did not give up on Klal Yisrael and gave them rain. Again, there's a makar in Shas for everything. Hafokhba, vafokhba. Whatever profession you're in, there'll be tidbits to teach us in every profession. Four lines from the bottom. Rav Nachman goes to Tanisa, Rabbi Lazar Mitzvah. Rav Nachman goes to Tainis and no rain comes. Omar Shaklula Nachman, Chavutu Gudal Ara. He gets up and says, Nachman, talking about himself, you've been on a high roof. People thought you were great, then you're a nothing. Right? You throw down to the floor, meaning because rain hasn't come. And look at you. Cholish died to Yosem Mitzvah. Again, he had Chalishas Hadas. And in many of these stories, once that Chalishas Hadas happened, that's when the rain came. Rabbah goes to Tainis, Rabbi Lazar Mitzvah. Rabbah goes to Tainis and no rain came. Amru Leva, Rav Yehuda. So Rabbah complains. A Gemara that we had back in Maseches Brachos. I don't understand. Rav Yehuda, in the earlier generations, Rav Yehuda, Kevin Gozer Tanisa, when he was Gozer Tainis, Asa Mitra, the rain came right away. Amar Lahu, my avid. So they said to him, why aren't you like Rav Yehuda? He says, what am I supposed to do? Imishub Tinuye, if it's because they learned more, that's not true. Anan Adifinon Minayu, we learn more than they did in those Doros. Why? Dibishani Rav Yehuda, in the years of Rav Yehuda, called Tinuye, Benizikin Ave, all they learned was say the Nezikin. They learned the Bavis. That's all they learned. The Anan, and this might be Lashitasa, so the Mitzvah Esan quotes that the Gemara in Bava Kama says, if you want to become a Chacham, L'kayim mili de Nezikin, and that's said by Rabbi Yehuda. He was very into Nezikin. So, that's all they learned. V'anan kol masidim b'shisa sidrin. We learn all shisa sidarim. Right? We even learn kachim, and we learn taras and zerayim. V'chei avimati Rabbi Yehuda ba'uksin, and when Rabbi Yehuda used to get up to discussion in Mesechus Uksin. Why Uksin? That's the last one. That's why he quotes in Uksin. When he gets up to the Uksin, ha'isha shukavesh yarab b'kadeira, a case in Hilchas Taras, where an isha pickles a vegetable, so there's a discussion whether the stem, once you pickle a vegetable, the stem's going to fall off. So maybe if the stem becomes tamei, the vegetable's not tamei, and vice versa. So it's a detail in Hilchas Taras. Va'amila zeisav shekashim b'tarfein tahorin, or also a similar case by olives. If you're pickling vegetables, which by the way, tomorrow's shir, is that we're going to get up to ma'abed, one of the malachas on Shabbos, which is pickling. So Amar, so when Rav Yehuda got up to those mishnayos, he used to bang his head. Amar, avais to Rav Shmuel kachazida hacha. This is so hard. This is Rav Shmuel. This is difficult sugyas. So va'anaka masisa buksa tlesa mesifte. And we have 13 yeshivas learning Seder Taras. We learn tons more. So v'ilu Rav Yehuda ki avisholav chad mesani asemisha. And still, when Rav Yehuda took off one of his shoes, he didn't even start davening yet. It already started to rain. Va'anaka tzavchina kula yomav lekad ashkechban. And we scream all day, and there's no rain. So, is it because they learn more? It's not true. They don't learn more. Imishum uvda. Is it because they do more ma'asim tovim? Yiket achazoy midi lema. Whoever sees us not doing something correctly, tell us. We'll improve. What can we do? Our generation is not on the same level. Period. So what could I do? The Mefarshim point out, if you remember that Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara had a different answer over there. Why are Nisim done for them? The answer was, remember, they're Moser Nefesh. They're Moser Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem. So that's why Kaddish Baruch Hu does Nisim for them. So here it doesn't mention that. The Mefarshim point out, no, because there it's not asking rain. It's saying, why are Nisim done for them? So there, the Gemara says, because they're Moser Nefesh, they go beyond for me, says Hashem, so I'll go beyond for them and give them Nisim. Here's just talking about Pashit answering their tefillahs for rain. So something more basic, they say, we don't know what the reason is, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers their tefillahs. Okay, right. Rav Yehuda Chazor Hanit Beitrei Davikah Pertzi Berifta. Rav Yehuda, we're talking about the Rav Yehuda we were just talking about, the earlier Dar, we'll see. Here's the story where it talks about he takes off one shoe and it rains. So he saw two people that were throwing around bread. There must have been so much that they were just even throwing it around. Right? They were not treating it properly. Amar Shvami no Yigasava Ba'alma. There must be such satiation in the world and people are not appreciating what they have. Yov Eini Havikafna, he looked at them in the wrong way and there was a famine. Right, even the Marshad, the Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the back says he wanted to be manish them because they were being mevaza the food, they're throwing around food, but things don't stop by two people, so it ended up all having a famine. Amar the Rabbanu Rav Kahana, Brei Rav Nechunya, Shami Mar Deshchiyah Kames, it was this big famine. So the Rabbanu Rav Kahana, I know that you're friendly with him. Could you try to go get him to get rid of this famine? Na'aseh, the leifuk bepischa da'asabach l'shuka. Force him to go by the shuk. Let him see what's going on by the shuk. So asiv anavak l'shuka, so they forced him, he forced him, and he got him to go by the shuk. Chazik k'nufi, he sees a big gathering of people waiting online. Amalhu, my high, what's going on here? Amalei akuspa de timri kaimi kadacham is David. All these people are waiting for a tiny little jar of figs, of dates. Amar shama mina kafna ba'alma. Wow, must be a major famine in the world. Amar lei l'shami. He says, okay, we gotta do our job. He says to his servant, shlofli misani, help me take off my shoe. Shlofli chad misani, takes off one of his shoes. V'asa mitra, already starts raining. Kimata l'mishla v'achrini, he's about to take off his second shoe. Asa Eliyahu v'amar lei. Amar kadosh baruch hu, ishalfa z'achrini machribna la'alma. Don't take off your other shoe, because if you do, the world's going to be destroyed. It's going to be too much rain, and the whole world's going to be destroyed. So enough with the shoe. Continuation of the story. Amar Amari brought the Bashmuel. Anavi Keimna Agudatanar Papa. When this whole story happened, I was sitting next to the river, says Ramari. Chazi, La Malachi de Izmu La Malachi. I saw angels, Malachim, that were like dressed up like sailors. To come Maisi Chala Umalanuhu La Arbi. They were bringing sand and filling up boats with sand. Favi Kimcha de Smida. And all of a sudden, the sand turned into flour magically. Atikuli Amala Mizman. And all of a sudden, everybody started coming to the boat to get the flour, because they saw the famine was over. Amr lahu, but I said to them, Mehalo tizbenun de maisen isimu. No, don't take this flour. Because if possible, you're not supposed to benefit from maisen isim. You know, it's better to bet maisen isim. You know, Rashi quotes that maybe there's a nikui zechuyos, you lose merits if you benefit from an ace. That's what we had earlier. You shouldn't put yourself into a makam sakana, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do an ace for you. So therefore, it's better not to. L'machar asin arvi dechiti p'tiparzina. The next day, regular wheat came from the boats. So therefore, that's what you should benefit from. There's a discussion about this maisen isim case, and that is, what about Hanukkah? What about the story of Hanukkah? They benefited from the oil. So you're not supposed to benefit from Isa Nisim. So why do they benefit by Hanukkah? What's the difference? Why is Hanukkah unique? So three answers quoted here in the Aladaf. So says the Yad, he quotes here from the Yad David. It says, number one, there's a difference between Yachid and Sibur. A Yachid shouldn't benefit, because a Yachid, Schuyos, are going to run out. But a Sibur could benefit all Klal Yisrael. All Klal Yisrael, so then they can benefit from the Maisen Isim. Number two is what Mr. Freud just said, and that is, here they're using it for a mitzvah. Tadaka, use it for your own personal needs, then fine. So then maybe you shouldn't benefit from Maisen Isim. But Tadaka, use it for a mitzvah. So then it is okay. A third answer he quotes from the Ben Ish Chai, the Ben Yoyada, where he says, maybe the benefit is only when it is a revealed miracle. Mamash revealed miracle. Sand turning into grain. But he says, for example, he asked the question by Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi, by the woman for the Isha Hatzarfatz, where she has no oil. And he says, pour the oil. Pour oil, and you'll see how much. And she keeps pouring and pouring, and this tiny little jug never stops. And she fills up hundreds and hundreds of jars of oil. Just how could she benefit from that? No, the answer is because that wasn't an ace nigla. It wasn't like a lightning shot out from the sky. So she's pouring oil, never stops. That's not such a revealed ace. So maybe so too by Hanukkah, he suggests. Maybe by Hanukkah. The oil kept replenishing itself. But that dafka wasn't as much of a nes nigla. We usually think that is a nes nigla compared to the war. But again, that's what he suggests. Maybe it's not as much of a nes nigla in terms of benefiting from the Maisa Nisim. Okay? Three different approaches to answer that question. Okay, let's continue. Next story. Rav Eklele Agronia Gozotanis, so also Mitra. Rav came to Agronia. It was Gozotanis and there was no rain. Came. Amalahu. Bisukul Yama Batanisayu. Everybody sleep fast tonight. Fast tonight. The next morning he says, did anybody have any dream last night? Lema, whoever did, let me hear it. Rabbi Lazar says, yeah, I had one. In my dream I saw the following. Shalom tov, l'rav tov, miribon tov, demituve meitiv liame. What does that mean? Shalom tov, you should have peace to a great Rav, meaning you, who I'm talking to, miribon tov, from a great master, Hashem, demituve, for from his goodness he's going to be meitiv liame. Amar says Rava Shvamina is Ratzoni. It must be that Hashem is ready to do good for us. Miboy Rachmi, Boy Rachmi Vasi Mitra. And rain came. So it's interesting that he took the dream, as a simin that it's an Eis Ratzon. We mentioned before the thought from Rapinkus, where Rapinkus writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in Shamayim tremendous goodness that he wants to give us. It's just waiting by Shamayim. We just got to daven for it. The davening creates the pipelines in order for the goodness to come down. We become clay kibul in order to get the goodness. We just got to create the pipes. Hashem is not going to give it to us, like it says by Adam and Adam Arishon. Right? It didn't rain until Adam Arishon was there to daven for it. The grass stood at the edge of the ground until he davened. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to daven and have the akara before he gives it to us. So here too, he took the dream as a simon that it's an Eser Ratzon, and therefore he davened, and that created the pipes. One time there was a man who was Chayiv Malkus, because he was Boel Kusis, he was Boel a non-Jew. What Aveira is that? What kind of Malkus is that? So Machlokus we showed him, whether being Boel Kusis is an Issa Daraisa or an Issa Darabanan. The last Amid in the first parak in Maseches Yevamis, the Tosas has different days about this. But either way, either this is Malkus Daraisa or Malkus Darabanan, so he was whipping him, Nagdi Rava Umis, and the person died. By the Rahman al-Islan, obviously maybe the person who estimated how many lashes he was supposed to get didn't do a good job, or maybe it was supposed to happen, whatever. So that's what he died. So Ishtama Milsa Debesh for Malka. The king hears about what happened. Boilet Surila Rava, he says, wow, you hear what Rava did? He killed somebody. I'm going to go take care of him. Amrali, Ifra Hormiz Amidish for Malka, all of a sudden the mother of the king. If her Hermes says to the king, well, brought to her son, don't mess around with these Jews. You don't want to mess around with these Jews. To come on to bayin mi marayu yavlu, whatever they ask for from their master, they get. Don't mess around with them. Amar la maihai. He says, what do you mean? When does he ever get anything? Boin rachmi vasi mitra. They daven for rain, and he answers them. Amar la. He says, no. Haumi shem zim the mitrahu. No, they don't. Hashem doesn't answer them. They listen to the weather forecast. So it's supposed to rain. That's not. They didn't get anything special. Eloi boi rachmi hoidah b'tukuvas tamuz. Let's see them get rain in the middle of the summer. Velasi Mitra, that'll be something. So Shochalei L'Rava. So meanwhile, the mother of the king wants to protect her son. So she sends a message to Rava. Kavin Daitech Leirachmi Delasi Mitra. Go daven and make it rain today. Boy Rachmi Lasi Mitra. He davened and it does not rain. Armel Lefan Everbana Shalolam. He says to Hashem, Elokim Ba'azneinu Shamanu Avoseinu Sipurlanu Paul Pa'al Tabi Meyem Yimei Kedem. We've heard that you've always did Nisim in earlier generations. End of Pasuk. The Anu Beinu La'ra'u, but we've never seen them. Asa Mitra, and all of a sudden rain comes at the Shafach Marzavi, the Tzipori L'Diglas, until the Marzavi, the gutters on the houses were flowing into the river, into the Tigris River. There was so much rain. Asa Avua, that night, Rava has a dream. His father comes in a dream. His Chazle B'chalme. He sees his father in a dream. What are you doing? You're asking for rain when you're not supposed to ask for rain. How can you do so? You're being Toreach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matriach Hashem. Amar Lei Shani Duchtech. You know what, by the way? Son, go change your bed. Go sleep in the guest room tonight. Shani Duchtech, he does. Lamachar Ashkote Demirshim Puriye Besakine. The next day he finds that there are knife marks all over his bed where he had been. So his father had given him a little heads up on where the Rashi quotes the Shadim, where the Shadim were going to be for being Matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reminds me of a story that is quoted, again, and I can't validate the veracity of the story. There's a story they quote that in the Six-Day War, the Briskarov was on a couch, and there were missiles all over the place. Everybody else was going into the miklats, and they say, come on, come downstairs. They're begging, and finally he comes downstairs. 10 seconds later, a missile mamish hits exactly where he was sitting. They say, oh, don't you see that we told you, you were right? He says, I don't understand. If I would have been there, it wouldn't have happened, because the Torah would have protected me. He says, no, don't think you're so great. If I would have been there, so then it's, right, it protected me. So that's one. There's another version of the story, but that's a similar story here that, you know, right when he moved away, that he was safe. Okay. There's an opposite kind of version of the story, but I'm not sure of either way, so I'm not gonna continue. Repavah Gazatani Sevalasa Mitra. Repavah Gazatani says, there's no rain came. Cholish Levi. So he felt bad that he wasn't being answered. Sraf pincha d'daisa, so he had a bowl of hot cereal. Ubay rachmi, and he started to daven more. Below asimitra, and rain still didn't come. Amalei Rav Nachman barish pizteti. Isharav bar pincha achriti d'daisa asimitra. Maybe if you have another bowl of cereal, you'll get it'll rain. So the pasha says that he's insulting him. Well, you were fasting and it didn't rain, so you think if you eat something, it's going to rain. So the Ichsev, he was all embarrassed for Cholish Daiti Vase Mitra. And therefore he had Cholish Adas, and then rain came. In the Biurei Adaf, he quotes that there was another pshat of this story. Maybe the pshat was, no, he was fasting. But then they were about to have this special tefillah service, and he was going to be the chazan, and he didn't have any strength left. He was fasting the whole day. So he thought if he eats a little bit, so then he'll be able to daven better and get everybody more into it. That's why he ate one. But it didn't work. And then his friend comes in. The friend's not making fun of him. The friend's saying, maybe you need a little more strength. Take another bowl because you're going to have to daven. But he took it as an insult. So he says that, oh, I'm so. And then he had Chalish Hadas, and that's how the rain came. See, in all these stories, the Chalish Hadas of the feeling that there's no one else to, feeling so bad. That's exactly ultimately what caused Hashem to bring the rain. Last story for the day. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, because of Urcha, once Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was going on the road. This we've touched on before, this story. Asa Mitra, and it started raining while he was traveling. Amalafana. Rabbonu Shalolam. Ka'olam kula benachas, Chanina betzar. The whole world is happy, and I'm betzar. I'm traveling, and it's raining. Pasak Mitra, the rain stopped. When he got home, he says to Hashem, is it right that it's not raining? It started raining again. Amazing power. Amr of Yosef, Rabbi Chanina and Mendoza. Rabbi Chanina and Mendoza had more power than the Kohen Gadol. Right? Because what the Kohen Gadol daven for? We had a Gemara in Yuma Nunbeis. What did he daven for when he came out of the Beis HaKodesh Kadashim? Ditznan. The Mishnah says in Yuma, on his way out of the Kodesh Kadashim, he said a short prayer. My Masli, what did he say? Ravin Barada, Rava Barada, Dami Travayim, Shay the Rav Yehuda. He says the following. So we're not going to have the whole version quoted here. You can look back human and base to remember the whole version. Here is a Mavarakashemalakenu. This year should be a rainy year and a very hot year. Shchuna Ma'al Yisahi. Is very hot is a good thing? Adar Abagriusi. That's a bad thing. Ella, this is what it means. Im Shchuna Tehegeshuma. If it's supposed to be a hot year, it should be a rainy year. Vitzlula, and full of rain. Vayikanis Lefanecha Tfilas Ovei Drachim. And the Kohen Gadol says, and you shouldn't listen to the Tfilas of the travelers. Why? Because they're going to daven that it shouldn't rain, and we need the rain. Therefore, don't listen to them. Amazing. The Kohen Gadol says, don't listen to the travelers. But we see that Rabbi Chanina, he listened to. So he says, wow, Rabbi Chanina has more power than the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Acha, Brei the Rav Messiah, Mishrei the Rav Yehuda, he finished off the tefillah with this. Lo Yadi Avid Shultam Yidveis Yehuda. The rulership should never leave Shevet Yehuda, as the Pasuk says in Vayechi, Lo Yasa Shevet Yehuda. Vayu Amcha Yisrael Tzrich Lefar Sparnis Emizeh. Lo La Macher. We shouldn't need, the Am Yisrael shouldn't need Parnasa from each other. We should have all that we need. The Karen Ora says, once we have parnasa, then we can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more comfortable, proper fashion. So therefore, that's why you dive in for parnasa right afterwards. But we see that he has more power than the Kohen Gadol. Period. We'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we'll talk about the whole world being fed for Chanina Bini. That'll be better tomorrow. And more stories coming up as well. Okay, we'll stop here. And we get back to some halacha in 2 days. So that's those of you who are halachists. Okay.